The folks at our front desk called us this morning and said, Tom Vilsack is here to claim a lottery prize. And we thought they'd said the wrong name, but they didn't.
They didn't. When I was a kid, my dad liked to gamble from time to time and taught me sort of the rules of the road. So occasionally, when the Powerball gets above $250 million, I think, what the heck, you know, you can dream like everybody else. And I also know that the chances of me winning anything are next to none. And so the money's going to go to education or veterans or the state fund for natural resources or infrastructure and all the good things that the lottery does. And so I figure it's a nice contribution. So I was at the local Hy-Vee on Hickman. I had just won a scratch ticket, a $10 scratch ticket for $200. And I thought, well, I'm playing on house money. So I ordered 10 numbers. And then the guy behind the counter says, do you want to play the power play? And I had no idea what that was. I said, what is it? He said, it's an extra dollar, multiplies your winnings. I said, oh, sure, what heck, why not? So I did. And then I woke up, the drawing was on Wednesday. I forgot about the ticket. I woke up like 10 days later on a Saturday morning. And I said, oh, geez, I wonder how I did, you know. So you get the ticket, and you get the numbers on the website, and you look first to the Powerball, because if you don't have the Powerball, then there's really no reason to continue looking. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I got one of the Powerballs. How great is that? I was really excited. And then I looked at the next number, and I thought, well, yeah, that's the same number. Very rarely do I ever get two numbers, and then the next number, three numbers, and then four numbers. I said, my gosh, I got every number but one. So then it was, well, geez, when you get every number but one, surely they got to give you like $10 or something, right? So I went online, and you've got this little deal where you
put in
your numbers,
right?
And it shows that I won, and it was $50,000. And I thought, well, boy, that's great. And I said to Christy, I said, honey, I've won $50,000, and of course she didn't believe it. She thought I'd misread the numbers and that I didn't put them in right.
Because that's a big job, you know.
It is. Ooh. It is. And one that I'm apparently not, at least in her eyes, not capable of doing. And so, and then I looked at this little box next to it. It says if you pay the power play, you multiply it by the number on your power play, which this particular case was 3. And I thought, geez, honey, actually, I won $150,000. She said, no, you didn't. I said, no, look at this. I gave her the ticket, and she looked at the numbers. And she said, go next door to Jess, our son, who lives next to us, and have him read the numbers and make sure you're looking at this right. I said, I put it in the system here. It's telling me I won $150,000. So today I decided to claim the prize. And look, obviously very happy. And Christy said, well, now you're probably going to be asked what you're going to do with the money. And I said, well, I got that figured out. The church is going to get a little bit of it, St. Boniface. I'm going to send that check out today. And the kids are going to get a little bit because you always try to help your kids out. And then the rest of it's going to go to my banker. And he's going to be very pleased to get it because we still have an outstanding mortgage from many years ago. And this will help pay it down to the point where retirement can be a little bit more comfortable than it might otherwise be. So, and I know that this lottery is really important to the state, and it's certainly important to the state budget, something that I certainly understand from my experience as a state senator and as a governor. And I think it's great that, you know, as you say, you don't win if you don't play, right?
So. So Jess, by the way, verified that you won.
Yes, yes. And
okay.
And so did you.
That's
so why I've got the
yes.
big check, and I've got a little picture of myself holding the big check. So
okay, there's one detail that I'm wondering about. You said it was 10 days, and you didn't check the ticket. Where was the ticket that whole time?
The ticket was in my briefcase.
Oh, my God.
It was in my briefcase.
What if it would have
blown
away?
Well, you know, I never win. So it's like, and now I see all these unclaimed prizes, and I'm thinking, boy, I wonder if, you know.
That could have been me.
Could have been me. Maybe it was me. You know, sort of a word to the wise, check your numbers. It matters. And there are different ways to win. I didn't realize that, honestly. I really didn't realize that you could win by not having all of the numbers. And so people sometimes walk away from some resources and some money.
Significant winnings,
yeah. when they don't check the ticket and don't realize that you don't have to have every number to necessarily win.
So you've been telling people you never win. What are you going to tell them now?
Well, I'm leaving town, and that's why I decided to come in today. I'm leaving town, so I don't have to necessarily respond to a lot of questions. But you got to play, you know, and you realize that if you put a couple bucks in and you don't win, the money is providing some great assistance. It's helping to fund education. It's helping to fund all of the state budget needs, and it also helps build the infrastructure, and it's certainly the veterans piece of this is important. We have a lot of veterans in Iowa, and to the extent that services can be expanded or provided based on tens of millions of dollars now going into those programs, it's obviously a good thing.
I'm glad to hear you be so aware of where the money goes. It's probably the message that we struggle with the most in terms of helping people to understand exactly how the lottery does help the state. And it is significant. So thank you for that.
Well, every state does it differently, but right. I think Iowa has got the right formula and the right allocation of resources. And, you know, obviously the whole issue of gaming has always been somewhat controversial in every state. But as long as we are providing assistance to those who overextend themselves, which is unfortunate and tragic. And as long as we use these resources in a way to build our state and make it stronger and better, then I think it's a good thing.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
The day came.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to do the woohoo for use kind of thing. I think
It was almost there.
Almost there. But the machine did it when they put my ticket in
there. Right. So you don't have to. Thanks, Governor.
All right, you bet.